Com.
This half hour of the iWorkframe radio broadcast is brought to you by Nepsis. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online at nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9-to-5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work for Him. Join the I Work for Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work for Him Nation, the Christ followers working in cities all around the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, welcome to I Work for Him this afternoon as we broadcast out of Tampa, but we broadcast all over the world. We've got listeners on every continent that have radio stations for the record. We're not going to bring up the fact that Antarctica still needs a radio station. But right here in Tampa Bay, from south of Ocala to north of Fort Myers, all the way over to Disney, all over the first coast of Jacksonville, St. Augustine, and Folkestone, Georgia, and brand new this week, all over coastal Virginia. We're so grateful to have the Lighthouse AM 1010 and FM 100.1 join us up there on coastal Virginia. So we're so excited that you're tuning in today. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to get comments, suggestions. I got an email from a listener overnight just asking a little bit of question. They've got a ministry idea. They wanted some perspective. I talked to another listener yesterday that needed a ministry. Hey, Jim, who's the ministry in Tampa Bay doing this kind of thing? We'd love to hear from you guys. So if you ever just... Well, Martha, tell people how they can connect with us.
Well, Jim, if they go to our website, we have a contact page, just like everybody else does. And on that page, they can send us an email. We also have our contact information on there if they want to reach out to us. You are one of those people that loves to talk on the phone. And so
for a guy, you're saying, so for a guy, that's it's
yeah,
okay.
All right. Yeah. And I think when it's not just a telemarketer or some recording that's trying to win you a cruise or something like that, you love to... Of course, if somebody wanted to offer you a cruise, that'd be okay, right?
We will take free cruises anytime.
But anyway, they can find our contact information there and reach out to us either right there on the website or send us an email or give us a call.
Well, in fact, today's show is because three different listeners in three different parts of this country said, hey, you guys need to interview this couple. And so when the Lord says it once, most of the time I listen. When the Lord says it twice, I often pay attention. When the Lord says it three times, I got right on it the minute that we got back from having that kidney surgery in December and made sure we got this thing scheduled. You know, you never read any scripture passages about getting fit and working out. Why not? Well, okay. So I know in the old days, people actually had to work out because that's what their jobs required them to do. They had to be physically active. They didn't need a workout routine. Now, in today's world of technology, sitting behind a computer, sitting behind a car, machines do the majority of the work. They do the majority of the working out as well. So you have to find other ways to get our exercise. But how do you do this and glorify the Lord at the same time? Because so much of that get fit culture is all about looking good to find that great mate to hook up with this weekend. How about glorifying God by making your temple just really in great shape? Today we're talking with JT and Anna Maria Tapias about Fit Method 413 right here in Tampa Bay. And of course, with expansion ideas all over the country, we're going to talk about that later. They may not even know that yet. How does staying fit benefit you mentally and spiritually? You're about to find out. JT and Anna Maria, welcome to I Work for Him.
Thanks for having us, Jim.
Anna Maria, are you excited to be here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right, just checking. She wants JT to do the talking because she said she was shy before the show, and so I want to make sure that we pull her into the conversation. So here's what we do. We always ask this question of all first-time guests on our show. We always ask, how did you become a Jesus follower? So ladies first, Anna Maria, how did you become a Jesus follower?
Oh, okay, so I grew up in Colombia, South America. Almost 90% of people there are Catholic. Mm-hmm. So I grew up Catholic, and I converted to Christianity when I met my husband, JT.
Okay. All right. Cool. What was it about Christianity that you said, I'm going to take my Catholic faith to the next, to just to the advanced level and become a Christ follower? Because you were hearing about Jesus in the Catholic Church. What was it about JT that said, I need to take that step?
Catholic, it was more like a culture thing. It wasn't
culture thing.
Okay. It wasn't really a relationship with God. So when JT shared with me the gospel, I couldn't resist.
Wow.
Oh, that's fabulous.
I love the way you said it, about a relationship thing. And we often encourage our friends who are Catholic, because we have many friends who are Catholic who are also Jesus followers, to read the Bible for themselves, because that's a powerful tool. JT, what about you? How'd you become a Jesus follower?
Oh, man. Do we have 2 hours here?
No, but we have an hour, so sure. That's what it takes. Go ahead. Sure.
Well, I was addicted. I was an alcoholic. I was a weekend warrior, as they called it. Interestingly enough, Monday through Friday, I lived, a pretty, what most people would think was a healthy lifestyle. I was preaching nutrition and health, yet on the weekends, I was being completely incongruent. It's just what I knew. I played professional soccer in my teens all the way till I was 24. Once that ended for me, I needed to find another crutch. And so when it was soccer, the crutch was fame, popularity, notoriety, all those things. And when those things weren't there anymore, well, I needed to fill that void with something. And so I found drugs, I found alcohol, I found money, and I found women. And I chased that hard for 33 years. And so at 33, my life came crashing down. The person I was dating that I thought I was going to marry ended up leaving me. And 3 weeks later, she was in St. John's having the time of her life. I ended up at TGH, Tampa General Hospital, with an atrial fibrillation in my heart, self-inflicted from drugs and alcohol. It was a stealth addiction, because if you would have asked me then, and you would have said you're addicted, I would have said you're crazy, right? Because it was something that I was just doing on the weekends. And so in my mind, it was like, okay, well, I have this under control. The truth was, I ended up at the hospital with an electrical problem in my heart. Just from constantly jolting my heart with drugs and alcohol and that sort of lifestyle. Hit the bottom of the barrel. There was a guy, I was living in a condo on Bayshore, and there was a guy in my building who was a good-looking dude, genuine, just exerted such great energy and had this beautiful wife. And I would bump into him in the elevator. I was on my way to fade in the night, and he was coming back from church with a Bible under his arm. And I was just blown away. I couldn't understand how this guy who could be out having fun with me was fulfilled and was ready to go to bed at 9 o'clock at night on a Saturday night. And so, that always intrigued me. But at that point in time, I was pretty much an atheist. I believed I was my own God, and didn't want anything to do with it. And so I would oftentimes joke with him and say, put that Bible down. Let's go have some fun. And he would turn around and say, oh, man, I left that life behind. You should come to church with me sometime. And I wanted nothing to do with it. But one day, Sunday morning, woke up, I was hungover. I had a lot of issues going on at the time. I was suicidal. I was writing a letter to my sister wanting to check out. And he came to mind. He came to mind and called him up and I said, hey, man, I don't know what you could do for me, but I don't think I have another day in me. And he said, well, let me come down. He came down. He sat across from me. He said, let me tell you what God's doing in my life. And I said, man, you're going to have to give me something else, because I don't believe in God. And he stood up really firm, and he had this conviction, and he said, well, God is all I have for you. And I said to him, okay. I said, what do you mean? What does that even mean? And he says, well, what are you doing tonight? And I said, well, I was going to kill myself, but if you have better plans, let's go do that. And so he laughed.
You said that all in all sincerity, but he thought you were kidding.
He knew I was serious. I mean, I was pretty serious. I joked about it, but I had plans, right? And so he got in his car. We went over to a church over north side of Tampa, huge church, modern contemporary church. I had preconceived notions about the church. This blew my preconceived notions away. It was a beautiful building. And I saw two things I love, Starbucks and pretty women. And I said, man, if this is Jesus, I'm in. We walked in that day, and
I was going to ask you to plug the church, and then you just said it like that. I'm like, I don't know. It's okay to plug the church. What church was that?
It was Grace Family Church off of Van Dyke.
Oh, they've got fantastic. Yeah. They have several different locations too.
Yeah. So walked in there, and that day, Craig Altman, pastor, the lead pastor there, was speaking about the Book of Job. And I had never heard, I also grew up Catholic in Colombia, went to Catholic school, had never really heard the gospel, and he spoke about the Book of Job, and it was so convicting, because everything that he said about Job, I felt like he was speaking to me. I resonated with everything except the fact that I wasn't a righteous man, And I said, okay, that was cool. I kind of looked at my buddy. I said, did you talk to him about my situation? Because it's just, it, you know, I felt there.
Did you call the pastor ahead of time?
And, you know, there were about 800 people in that room that day, and I felt like he was speaking directly to me. It was very convicting, and I said, okay, that was a great story. Let's go. He said, no, let's go up to the prayer team. I had no idea what the prayer team was. We went up to a young guy who looked super innocent, looked like one of the Henson brothers, you know, like the long hair, super innocent looking. And I said, oh, man, what's this guy going to do for me? He said, what are we praying for? I said, man, you ready for this? He said, sure. I said, been drinking alcohol, been doing drugs, been up for 2 days. I want to kill myself. I don't believe in God, and I have no idea why I'm here.
And when we come back, you're going to hear the rest of that story, because there's not enough time to finish it, and that makes you stay on through the commercials. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, as we talk with JT and Anna Maria Tapias. They have this business called Fit Method 413. Check it out online, fitmethod413.com, fitmethod413.com. We're going to get into that story, but first we got to hear how JT met Jesus that night. You're listening to I Work For Him. Don't go away. Hey, wait, don't turn to another station. I've got a challenge for you. This is Jim Brangenberg, and I want to talk to you about the I Work For Him Nation. I know you already want to be part of something big in your workplace, so why don't you join the I Work For Him Nation today? Watch your very workplace transform before your eyes as you are transformed too. When we recognize that our workplace is our place of mission, it's a paradigm shift of our minds. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Put your faith on notice at work. Join the I Work For Him Nation now.
Here's Rick Box, founder of Unconventional Business Network, with today's Integrity Moment.
This week, we're discussing Carmen Gallo's three recommendations for developing a pitch or promoting your organization. The first tip is keep it short. Gallo illustrates his point by sharing the pitch that was used to launch Google. The founders, Sergey Brin and Larry Page, told an investor, "Google organizes the world's information and makes it universally accessible." These 10 simple words engaged their audience, which led to funding for their vision. Jesus also knew the importance of being succinct with his message. In Luke 19:10, Jesus said, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." If you're trying to get buy-in from others about your organization's vision, Gallo recommends trying to keep your pitch to 140 characters or less.
To learn more about Unconventional Business Network and doing business God's way, visit unconventionalbusiness.org. That's unconventionalbusiness.org.
As an apartment management professional, wouldn't you like to increase revenue without raising rent? Installing individual unit water meters allows for direct billing of residents and creates a revenue recapture strategy that adds to your bottom line without increasing rent. It also lowers consumption 20 to 40%. Think Utility Services has been in business since 1957 and has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit Think Utility Services.
Welcome back to I Work For Him as Martha and I talk with a local couple here in Tampa Bay, JT and Anna Maria Tapias. They've got this business tree called Fit Method 413, fitmethod413.com.
You know, JT, I love the fact that you are sharing what God has really done in your life and setting up the stage, because, you know, we never want people as our listeners to think that everybody we bring on has lived this, you know, rosy life and they could never experience what you've experienced. And you've shared with us how you were basically in a self-destructive mode, mm-hmm. and a neighbor was that lifeline for you and took you to church.
A neighbor you met in the elevator, mm-hmm. who was carrying his Bible unashamedly.
Correct.
All right. I mean, I just think it's important that we recognize that.
So you heard the pastor talk about the story of Job. Mm-hmm. Your friend took you forward to the prayer team, which you really didn't even know what that meant. Oh. What happened next?
So the guy says to me, he says, "What are we praying for?" And, you know, I tell him that, you know, I'm addicted. I'm an alcoholic. I've been up for 2 days. I don't believe in God. I want to kill myself, and I have no idea what I'm doing there. And I remember him taking a deep breath and saying, "All right, you know," he says, "close your eyes. We're going to pray for you." And so he starts doing his thing, and I automatically go into rational mode, right? You know, as someone who studies psychology, I'm rationalizing, like, what's going on here? And I'm like, man, I've just hit the bottom of the barrel. I hope no one's watching me. You know, I had a pretty decent following in South Tampa with the gyms and stuff, and I always had, like, this macho persona to protect, right? And so here I am, like, asking for help. And so, you know, I start sweating. And I mean sweating like as when I used to play soccer, you know, it was just, I was just sweating a lot. And I kept saying, well, you know, I'm just nervous. This is awkward. And then all of a sudden I felt, you know, what I always represent that as, or think of that as putting my finger in a socket, right? Like electricity came through my body, like physical electricity came through my body. And it was, you know, this, I felt literally like a 2,000 pound gorilla came off of my neck.
Wow.
I started crying. So I can't say I'm not emotional, but I'm only emotional in front of my wife and my mom. Right. And here I am crying, bawling in front of this stranger. And when most people ask me, you know, were you sad? Were you crying because you were sad? I wasn't sad. I just, I had never in my life felt unconditional love. I thought I knew what love was because I grew up with two Spanish affectionate women in my life, my sister and my mom. But this was a different kind of love, right? This was joy. This was this joy. And so I often say that in the world, you can feel happiness through success and achievement and all those things. But joy is very different, right? The joy I felt in that moment was this peace, this overwhelming peace. And I had no theological background whatsoever. I'd never read the Bible, but I remember not audibly, but in my heart, all I kept hearing was you're forgiven, you're forgiven, you're forgiven. You're going to start all over again. This is a new start. This is a new life. I love you. I love you. I love you. And that feeling was just so overwhelming and so overpowering that I walked out of that church that day. I dropped the drugs. I dropped the alcohol. All these vices fell off, not even progressively. It was just like, boom, done. And then I just became a radical follower of Jesus.
Now that's a great one. Ana Maria, you look like you want to add something. Okay, well, you're going to add something. Here's my question. So Ana Maria, then how did you guys meet? So JT becomes a Jesus follower. How many years after that did you guys meet? Wait, she gets to answer the question. Don't look at him for answers. You were there, weren't you?
3 years after?
No. So that was inside of my desert time that I call, which was that 2-year period. After converting to Christianity.
So we met 6 years ago.
Yeah, so that was probably like a year and a half after converting that we met.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So tell us the story about how then your lives intersected.
Ana Maria gets to give her perspective first because she just keeps looking to JT going, please talk. I don't want to talk on the radio.
So I moved from Colombia, South America to Miami on a work visa. I have a contract with a company for 3 years, mm-hmm. so I was only going to be here in the United States for 3 years. And my company sent me to a seminar in Orlando, and that's where I met GT.
What kind of a seminar was it?
It was like a personal development seminar.
All right, JT.
It was a mandatory seminar.
It was a mandatory seminar. Okay. All right, JT, give your perspective of the day you met your bride.
Sure. So prior to coming to Christianity, I had been immersed in the world of personal development, doing tons of courses. I was actually getting ready to become a false prophet. And one of the guys that I used to follow was Tony Robbins.
Explain. If you could just explain that, JT Tapia. Sure. What do you mean by you were going to become a false prophet?
Yeah. So in the world of personal development, which is humanism, right? The belief system there is, if you have enough money, if you have enough time, you can make anything happen, right? Mm-hmm. You are your own God. And one of the huge advocates for that movement is Tony Robbins, Anthony Robbins. And so I was a huge follower of Tony Robbins. I was a Tony cloney. And so I went to all his seminars. I read all his books. And at that point in my life, I knew where the truth was, you know, and so I had gotten away from those things. But a buddy of mine who had talked to about Tony Robbins for years said, hey, Tony Robbins is coming into town. You've talked to me so much about him. You know, let's go. And I'm like, man, I'm not really into that stuff anymore. He says, I'll pay you for your ticket. So I said, OK. And so I ended up going, even though I wasn't drinking that Kool-Aid anymore. I was there with a couple of buddies, and one of my buddies is a big, huge jokester. And so he was telling jokes the whole time, making me laugh. And he elbowed me and he said, hey, look over. And I said, I'm watching Tony, man. He said, oh, no, this is better than Tony. And so I looked over and there was my beautiful to be wife. And I kept an eye on her, and one of the breaks, I saw her sitting by herself having lunch, and I'm like, man, this is my perfect opportunity. Interestingly enough, Tony had just said that when you know you want something, you got to go for it. And so I saw her. I said, I think I want that. So I went for it.
Wow. So Ana Maria, JT sits down by you at lunch. What were the thoughts going through your head? The ones you can repeat on the radio, of course. This is Christian radio.
Yeah.
he asked me if I went, if I was Colombian. So maybe he heard my accent.
Yeah, it was my way of breaking the ice, you know? Yeah.
I mean, you just look at her and go, she looked Colombian? No. Because, no, that's not true.
I had walked around a couple of times, and I overheard her speaking.
Oh, okay.
He stalked her cautiously. Yeah, I can see how this was going. Mm-hmm.
So your romance started at a Tony Robbins conference.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's, you know, something not a lot of people can say.
You know what? Sure. But I want to just say this. Your company made you go, and your friend convinced you to go by paying your way.
Absolutely.
So neither of you sought for this opportunity.
I didn't know anything about Tony Robbins.
So I just think that that's pretty amazing. Well,
what I think
detail.
Is, you know, the Lord was trying to connect you guys up other ways.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't, neither of you were being obedient. So he drug your butts to Orlando to Tony Robbins.
Absolutely.
And orchestrated it. Wow.
Absolutely. She, so in these conferences, there's about 3,000 people, and introverts or extroverts, and you know, everyone is just going crazy. There's this like collective euphoria going on. Mm-hmm. One of the things that caught my eye about Anna was that she was being herself. She was just very serious and just, you know, just being herself. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool, because everyone is acting like a clown, and he's you know, encouraging that. He says, you know, I want you to play all out. And people were jumping up and down and screaming, and she was just being very serious, very calm, and collected. I'm like, I like that. You know, I really, really like that.
I could see the inner controller coming out of her. She'd make a good accounting partner in my business.
Exactly.
She looks level-headed.
Yeah, yeah.
But we haven't told that part of the story yet, though.
That was a hint.
Yes, what's to come.
All right, so you meet in Orlando. You're from Tampa, JT. Anna Maria, you're from Miami. But I keep noting that he's calling you Anna, and I'm calling you Anna. So you let him get away with it?
Yes. Okay. You can call me Anna.
Oh, I don't want to do that. No. Yeah, I want to call you what you want to be called. Okay, so Anna, how did you end up in Tampa? Did you guys keep dating from Miami to Tampa?
Yes.
You did?
Yep.
This is radio. You can't just shake your head.
Yeah.
Go ahead, JT.
So basically, I as soon as I converted to Christianity, I went through this crazy process where I felt like the gym was such a superficial way to bring glory to God. And so I wanted to go straight into ministry, even though I hadn't read the book of Genesis yet, right? And so the Lord quickly put a break on that. I went into 2 years of what I call my desert time. It was God's way of stripping me from money, influence, and anything that I could lean on, and teaching me how to completely depend on Him. And so in that process, I had a good mentor, Stuart Carver, that has a ministry here in town called Family God's Way. And he was my mentor. I didn't have a dad, you know, I didn't grow up with a dad. He became my spiritual father. And I remember that guy saying, I don't want you going on dates. I don't want you, you know, dating anyone. He says, I want you to date God. I said, well, you know, Stu, how am I supposed to meet the woman that I'm going to marry? He says, do you think that the God that created the heavens and the earth is going to keep four walls in between you and your wife? And I'm like, wow, that's profound, you know?
So you meet at Tony Robbins. How long after you met at the Tony Robbins conference did you actually get married?
So on our third date, I told her that we were going to get married, and she laughed, and she said, if you want to marry me, you're going to have to wait 3 years. So then we got married 4 months later.
3 years, 4 months, it's similar.
I think some negotiating happened in between of that, but that's great.
Well, and you know, you're thinking, well, I don't know if I want to give up Columbia just for this guy. That was probably a tough choice.
She stood me up 3 times before we actually talked.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she played hard to get.
Oh, totally.
Okay. But you're speaking that for her, and she's just shaking her head. Okay. All right. When we come back, we're going to hear the story of where Fit Method 413 came from, and we're going to hear how Jesus is the center of that business. Check it out online, fitmethod413.com, as we talk today with JT and Anna Maria Tapias about their business tree, I would like to call, fitmethod413.com. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We'll be right back.
Jim and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com and click on the Donate Now button and set up your recurring gift, and be one of 367.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman.homeadvisor.com. HomeAdvisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Handyman.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman.homeadvisor.com.
I Work For Him is brought to you in part by Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services, a company that allows you to own your own business while honoring and glorifying God. Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services is a faith-based company providing franchise opportunities in Jacksonville and teaches you everything you need to know about commercial cleaning and how to build your own franchise. You can find more information about being your own boss in this faith-based business at OfficePrideFranchise.com.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The European Union's Brexit negotiator says that even though Britain's withdrawal date is a little more than 2 months away, the rest of the EU will not break ranks in any future talks on a divorce deal. Michel Barnier said Tuesday, after Parliament rejected the agreement the British government had reached with the EU, "On our side, we will remain united and determined to reach a deal." A frustrated Barnier said, "Now is the time for the UK to tell us the next steps." Kenyan broadcaster NTV reports that more gunfire has been heard in the past hour at the scene of the attack on an upscale hotel complex in Nairobi. The broadcaster says quiet has now returned, but the gunfire indicates that efforts to secure the complex might not be over. On Wall Street, the Dow by 155 points, the NASDAQ rose 118, the S&P advanced 27, oil up to $52.11 a barrel. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. With Christmas behind us and 2019 here, the last thing you want to hear is somebody trying to sell you something. That's why at Underwoods, we like to stop and just say thank you to all the people that came in our stores over the last year. Whether you bought from us or not, we want to thank you for stopping by and giving us a chance to help. Here on Florida's First Coast, there are a lot of people trying to sell you jewelry, but at Underwoods, we have a different view. Because we consider it an honor for somebody to come in and just give us the chance to help. Because if we do a good job, we might get a chance to serve again. Having served North Florida since 1928, all of us here understand what a customer really gives us during that visit to Underwoods. Their trust. And it's up to us to do everything we can to keep it. So on behalf of everybody on the Underwood team, thanks again for coming into our stores. And we wish each of you a Happy New Year.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Office Pride Commercial Office Cleaning Franchise. Own a different kind of commercial cleaning franchise. OfficePrideFranchise.com. That's OfficePrideFranchise.com.
For him, as Martha and I talk to JT and Ana Maria Tapias about their ministry, their business tree called Fit Method 413. Now, if you're just tuning in right now, we're so grateful. And by the way, welcome to our Coastal Virginia audience. I forgot to say the last segment. So grateful you guys are tuning in. And just check us out online, iworkforhim.com, iworkthenumber4him.com. Every day, we just try to highlight stories of what God's doing in the kingdom. And this story came recommended from several of our listeners across the country. And it's right here in our backyard in Tampa Bay. JT and Ana Maria Tapias.
So one of the things that, you know, Jim and I could spend the whole hour or a couple hours talking about your relationship with each other and how God brought you together. And I think our listeners love hearing those stories because it encourages them. Sure. You know, God works in the intimate details of our lives.
He orchestrated your dating.
He definitely collided your worlds. Totally. And that you're from the same country. I mean, it just goes on and on. But we want our I Work For Him listeners to hear some of what's happening in your workplace. So fast forward, God put a desire on your heart for some a business. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that, what it is and how that happened.
Sure. So I come to Christ, and the first thing I decide to do is sell the business that I currently have. Now, that was doing very well financially, had trainers under me, had all the things that we had always dreamed about. And, I get this idea where I'm like, man, this is such a superficial way to bring glory to God. I got to get out of here. I got to go to seminary, go on the pulpit, something like that. I want to start a church. And I sell my business at the
time.
Where'd
you get that idea? I just got to interrupt you there because you had barely even started going to church yet.
Oh, yeah. It was from Saul to Paul, like a radical conversion where I was just eating it up. I mean, the experience that I had at the church was so vibrant that I couldn't sleep, right? So I'm devouring the Bible, and for the first time, I'm understanding it. And I'm getting all these nuggets of knowledge, and I'm just going, okay, this is awesome. This is awesome. This is the truth. Like, I want to share the truth with everyone else. I don't want to show people how to do squats and lunges anymore. I'm done with that. So what I do is I sell my business. I give it away for $25,000, which was a gift. That's equipment, book of clients, everything gone to a guy that came in from California. He couldn't believe it. It was a gift. It was a gift. So I do that. And for 2 years, I sit in a room. I had this plan that I was going to go into this recruiting business, and I was going to take those finances, and I was going to pour it into the ministry. That fell apart in less than a month, and I'm sitting in my apartment, looking at the ceiling, going, "What am I going to do now?" I had a 2-year non-compete. I couldn't do anything in the fitness industry, nor did I want to. And I remember saying, "God, I don't care where you use me. I don't care if you put me in a parking lot. I just want I want to work for you." And so, sure enough, I'm sitting there, I'm reading the Bible, devouring the Bible. In those 2 years, I meet my wife. In the world, I had this crazy idea that I had to have all this money if I was ever going to get married. Interestingly enough, I had no money when I met her. So she truly loves me.
It's your hair. Yeah. You got great hair.
Yeah.
Sorry, the bald guy always makes comments about hair.
Yeah.
So, at this point, I'm married. She was, she's planning on moving back to Tampa. She's in Miami at the time. She comes over every weekend. And, I started to feel that pressure. I'm like, I want to be a provider, yet I wasn't making any money. I didn't know how I was going to do it again. And I'm praying, and I'm saying, Lord, what am I going to do here? And I remember, once again, not audibly, but in my heart, God saying, you had a ministry and you let it go.
Oh, and wow. You never asked me if
right.
You should.
Right. And in a kind of an argumentative way, I said, well, God, that's great. But I haven't worked in 2 years. I don't have the money to start this thing again. And I remember him once again in my heart saying, I'm going to provide. And surely out of nowhere, people started coming out of the woodworks offering me, saying, hey, why don't you start your gym again? That was such a great thing that you had going. Here's $10,000. Here's $5,000. My wife came with her savings. She said, I believe in you. And I remember just praying. I'm like, Lord, I still don't understand how you want me to talk about you in such a superficial environment. I mean, I know people want abs, but I don't think they want Jesus.
The typical workout environment is a superficial environment.
Sure. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And so, then again, in prayer, God says, that place is to be a lighthouse for me. And I had no idea how that was going to happen. We started Fit Method 413 as that being a lighthouse for him. And we started praying for just, godly men to come through that door that could help us as coaches. And something crazy happened to us that night. We got on our knees. We prayed for a godly coach to come to our doors. That was at 8 in the morning. At 9 o'clock at night, we were parking our car. My phone goes off. I get an email from this guy that says, hey, I pass by your gym 3-4 times a day, and God told me to go in there. And we're like, I look at my phone. I couldn't believe it. I show my wife. I go, you got to be kidding me. So I meet with this guy. He's like a super just energetic guy who loved Jesus. And he said, man, I want to help you out. He comes in. He basically teaches us how to do relational discipleship, right? Which is it's very different from conventional, evangelism, where you're actually hitting people with Jesus over the head. This is like, hey, let's love on these people. Let's care for these people. Let's show them results in the area of fitness and nutrition. And once we've built that rapport with them, let's let the Holy Spirit do the work, right? And then that's when we're going to speak into their lives.
All right. So that's exactly what I Work For Him is all about. Mm-hmm. Understanding mm-hmm. that most people don't respond to the Jesus 2x4,
right.
But they respond to relationship.
Right.
And that's what the I Work For Him Nation is all about. I'd like to encourage you, our listeners, to check that out on I Work For Him, iworkforhim.com. Click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. When you click on it, you'll find that we're just asking you to make a covenant between you and the Lord. It's not a club you join. It's really just taking your commitment to Jesus to a whole nother level and connecting it to your workplace. Starting to pray for the people that you work alongside by name each and every day. Looking for ways to serve them over and above what your job requires. Looking for ways to befriend them outside of the workplace, because relationship gives you the opportunity to share what Jesus has done in your life. We also want you to look for ways to pray with people when you notice you're having a rough day, because that's the days they'll say yes when you say, can I pray with you about that? But all along, Christ followers listening to this show understand that Jesus followers in a workplace should be the absolute number one employees in their position in the company. Period. End of story. We should be the representation of excellence. That's what I Work For Him Nation is all about. That's what JT Tapias was talking about there at Fitness 413. Sorry, I've been saying 413. You didn't correct me. You're very sweet about that. It's very nice.
Fit Method 413, yep.
FitMethod413.com. Mm-hmm. JT, as you are thinking through all this, you're going relational discipleship, and I'm teaching people to get healthy.
Yeah. Well, the passion was always there, right? To share the gospel. And I have
and the passion was already there to help people have fit bodies.
Correct. Correct.
So that God had already built those two things in.
Yeah. Yeah. So initially it was a superficial thing. I wanted people to look good, to feel good. But then I realized that you can't feel good without having God in your heart. And so what we did in the beginning was basically we were almost forcing sometimes situations, and we'd learn that it is only through the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of prayer, that God was going to persuade these people. And so when we started doing that, when we went from pushing that agenda to just praying for people, it naturally started to happen. And so now, you know, we have a running joke. We say we lead more people to the Lord doing squats and lunges than most churches any Sunday.
Amen.
And we do that because we're in a 5-mile radius. We have 30 gyms. And so we strive to be the best, and that's how we bring Christ to people. We don't.
You yourself have 30 gyms in Tampa Bay.
No, there's 30 gyms
in a 5-mile radius.
Sorry.
Competitors.
Yeah.
Got it. All right.
Yeah. And
he's
and
like, wow, you have 30 gyms.
You only had one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So. And so we have a great product. We offer people, you know, we help them come back to health. We restore them. We show them we're there consistently every day at the same time. We don't have excuses. We're not closed. We work hard. And in doing that, people see the congruency. And oftentimes a conversation will come about like that. How do you guys stay so consistent doing something that's so hard? Because we got to be there at 4:45 in the morning. Mm. And what a perfect segue to talk to them about the Lord and how the Lord brings congruency, consistency, discipline, and all these great things to your life.
You know, I just want to speak to that a minute longer, because in the sense that so many people think, well, I can't make the connection mm-hmm. for people. Yeah. And I want to step back to where you said you quit trying to, you know, put it out there and make it so intentional in a program or whatever you were trying to do, and really pray about it. What does that look like for you guys? Yeah. Do you meet in the morning before you start? What are you encouraging to happen in your environment?
Sure. So all our coach meetings are always, you know, obviously we always start with prayer. We always talk about the important thing, right? And the important thing is if someone opens that door, walk right through it. Right. Mm-hmm. And that means, you know, we encourage them. We have gift cards that we give our coaches if they can take men and men, women and women out to coffee and have those conversations. If someone's having a hard day, or maybe just pulling them aside and praying for them, that sort of thing. But on a personal level, what I encourage my coaches to do is, hey, you're counting sets and you're doing small talk with these people. But while they're there, what a great time to just pray for that person's soul and ask God to touch that person's heart while you're in that relationship, in that conversation. And so while people may think that we're just counting sets, we're actually praying for them.
Mm, that is powerful. And that's where you really saw things change.
Absolutely.
I mean, letting God be in control.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it was kind of, God was like, all right, you think you got, you know, you have control of this, but you got to give me control. So I'm not saying we let him, we just realized that he was in control, and we started going that route, and things have changed radically. We've seen people quit alcohol, quit drugs, people with depression, people with all sorts of situations come to the feet of Christ in a gym floor.
Mm. Anna Maria, you guys are business partners. You gave JT your life savings to start up Fit Method 413, that you guys are partners. Not only are you life partners as a married couple, but you're business partners too. But you're not in the fitness. I mean, that's not your deal. You're behind the scenes. You're the administrative person.
Yes, that's correct.
How hard is it working with your spouse day to day like this? Is it hard?
It's amazing.
What do you mean? What do you mean it's amazing?
We just have different personalities, so we get along really well. And he does a completely different thing than what I do. So He needs me. I need him.
Yes, he needs you. Yeah. He needs you more than you need him.
Exactly.
Every business owner needs a you.
Yeah.
Somebody that can manage the administrative stuff. And
so
the
we
money.
Haven't said what she does. There
yeah.
you go.
She's the controller.
The controller.
I imagine you're probably operations person, too.
Yeah.
Right? And
yep.
that's right. So you, he gets to do all the sweating, and you get to do all the really hard work.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
Correct.
Yeah, she's the brains behind the business, right? So she's doing forecasting. She's looking at her book. She's telling me, the memberships are, this is happening with memberships. This is what needs to happen next month. And so, you know, that was a huge piece of my business that I never had. We were successful, but we didn't know where our money was going. Now we do.
Are you guys thinking about expanding this? Have you thought about expanding this model across the country? I mean, it's a great model.
We're a fitness plant, right? We want to plant other
right.
fitness ministries.
Well, you
right?
can call it what it is.
Right.
I mean, you're a fitness church plant.
Yeah, exactly.
In the middle of a community. Where are you in Tampa?
We are in the corner of South Boulevard and Platt, across the street from Boca, same area where UT is.
I was going to say, is that the UT area?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. All right, we come back. We're going to ask you this question. How do you keep your marriage fit ahead of Fit Method 413 and your two children, one to come and the one that you have right now, how are you going to keep them a priority ahead of your customers? Because that's still important. We're talking today with JT and Ana Maria Tapias about their business that I've learned now is called FitMethod413.com. FitMethod413.com. Check them out online, especially if you're in Tampa Bay. But maybe you're loving this story from somewhere in other parts of the country and you want to talk to them about doing a fitness plant in your community. Check it out online. We'll be right back on I Work For Him.
As an apartment management company, are you charging market rent but seeing decreased profit? Turn the trend around by installing individual unit water meters and billing residents for what they consume. Lower property water consumption 20 to 40% and put utility costs back in the bank. Think Utility Services, in business since 1957, has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit thinkutilityservices.com. That's thinkutilityservices.com.
Reconnect One with Carmen LaBurge.
On the way to church each Sunday, my husband offers up the beginning of a verse and the kids finish it off. The first one is always the same. This is the day the Lord has made, and the kids sing out, "We will rejoice and be glad in it." Indeed, this is the day the Lord has made, whether it feels like it or not. So whatever else today may be, a mundane Monday or a frantic Friday, it's nonetheless a day that the Lord has made, and we are called to rejoice in it. When Paul instructs us to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, he's talking about today. Yes, life is hard, and yes, some days are harder than others. But even those days are days the Lord has made, over which he is sovereign and in which he is with you. So this is the day the Lord has made. Let's start rejoicing in it.
Reconnect today's headlines with God's perspective. Visit reconnectwithcarmen.com.
Martha and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us to take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand that their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com, click on the Donate Now button, and set up your recurring gift. And be one of 367.
Welcome back to I Work For Him, the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. And if you tuned in today, you know why. Because stories that God is fermenting in the kingdom all across our nation are stories just like we're hearing the one today from JT and Ana Maria Tapias and their business Fit Method 413.
So I'm curious, because your name sounds like it has a lot of meaning behind it. Explain for our listeners where that name came from and what it stands for.
So it's based on Philippians 4:13. And one of the interesting things in those 2 years, in the desert time, right? I was a man of the world. I was a man that based everything on what was in my pocket, in my bank account, and that's where my security came from. Well, when I came to Christ, I let go of everything, right? And I didn't know how that was going to come back. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how I was going to be able to provide for my wife, do all these things. And I remember in scripture, you know, Paul talking to us in Philippians, you know, 4:12 through 13, he says, I know how to be brought low. I know how to be abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger and abundance and need. And then he says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I went without a salary for 2 years, and I didn't know how I was going to do that. God didn't give me my cup wasn't overflowing, but I certainly didn't need anything. And so in that time, he taught me that I needed to depend strictly on him for everything. For me, at that time, the most important thing was my finances, right? He took that away. He replaced it. It just came from faith, right? So when a lot of people come through our door, they're coming because they're broken, they're overweight, they have these challenges, they've tried other exercise programs, it hasn't worked for them, they've been brought low, mm-hmm. right? And we teach them that all things are possible through him who strengthens us, through Christ that strengthens us. And so it just felt like the natural name. It was like the theme that was going on in my head in the 2 years of desert time. And, I just felt it was appropriate to name it that.
Most definitely. So with that in mind, then tell us who is the perfect client, if you will, for Fit Method 413.
Yeah, so we work with general population, right? That being said, Frank Murphy, who's an ex-Bucks player, has been through our circuit training, and, he's walked out of there going, wow, you guys are the real deal. So my point is, whether you are, an elite athlete or you're a soccer mom, you're going to get an amazing workout, and we've created our method that way.
Are you saying soccer moms can't be elite athletes? All the soccer moms out there, please do not send me hate mail.
They're raising elite athletes, probably.
Exactly. You're going to get me in trouble, JT.
So we have a running joke. We say that, you
can say you're sorry to the soccer moms.
I'm sorry, soccer mom.
Okay.
I thought it was nice.
So we have this running joke where we say we take people from being couch potatoes to being super potatoes in no time. Mm-hmm. So we have these huge turnarounds in 42 days. 6 weeks is our promise, right? As long as you stay diligent with what we're telling you to do, 6 weeks will transform your body. We have these amazing before and after pictures. But here's the cool thing. Like when people see that, they see it superficially and they go, oh, look at that guy. He has abs, or he lost 40-something pounds, or he lost 60-something pounds. But when you actually sit and you talk to these people and you look at our Google reviews and Yelp reviews, what people are actually saying is, man, I went to that place and it wasn't just about fitness. I found God. I found peace. Those guys take their time. They love us. And that's what differentiates us from the rest. You're not just there to get abs. You're hopefully there to get Jesus, but you're certainly going to be loved regardless of your belief system. We have Muslims that come to us. We have Jewish people that come to us. And that's the one thing they say. They say, you know what? We felt loved. And if we did that, then we always say that we might be the only Bible that they'll ever open. Mm-hmm. And so we always have that in mind.
You and me, we may be the only Jesus our coworkers and employees may ever meet. Said that a few times here on this. I love that somebody else repeated my lines, and he doesn't even know my lines. Like, that's fantastic.
It's from God.
That's right. It is from God. Good point. Yeah. And it's not like the people that are Islamic faith or Jewish faith don't know that you're a Jesus follower because it's on your website.
Oh, totally. They walked in. We just had a Jewish guy come in, and he said, you guys are Jewish people, aren't you? Or Jesus people, aren't you? And I said, we are. And I said, JCC? He says, yeah. I said, that's a faith-based place. The community center, the mm-hmm. Jewish community center, yeah. That's right, like two blocks away from us. So that's a, he says, yeah, but they don't preach to you. I said, we don't either. And he said, well, then how do you show this Jesus thing? And I said, well, we're just going to love on you. And that's it. And I just actually spoke to him 2 hours before coming here. And he said, man, I'm having an amazing time. Thank you so much for what you guys offer. And this guy is he's an Orthodox Jew, and he's coming to us. So.
Okay, so I have another question just to finish up on what they would see when they come is really just that you alluded to, you have like a 42-day program. They can come and do maintenance. I mean, what does that part look like just for our listeners?
Sure. So our flagship program is our 6-week challenge. Our 6-week challenge basically consists of 3 group workouts. We have a cardio accountability coach that's meeting people on Bayshore at 5:30 in the morning, 5:30 because no one has meetings at that time. Yeah. We give them nutrition. We count out their macros. We give them a manual with all their macros already count, basically their fats, their carbohydrates, and their proteins specific to their goals. We count everything. We take all the guesswork out of it. We have a recipe book. We have a restaurant guide. We provide 42 days of intense accountability where if you're not showing up, someone's calling you. Mm. We ask to give, to give us the permission to call you out if you're coming up with excuses. And we have seen people really, really just completely transform in only 42 days.
Wow. Unbelievable. We're talking today with JT and Ana Maria Tapias from FitMethod413. Check them out online, FitMethod413.com. If you're right here in Tampa Bay right now, this is the only way you can interact with them. But one day, there could be a FitMethod413 plant near you. All right, here's a question. Everybody that runs their own business, husbands and wives together, one of the biggest struggles is keeping the business from interfering with marriage, from interfering with your own spiritual walk, which that sounds like that's okay, and from interfering with raising kids. Now, you guys have one child out of the womb and one child in the womb. Mm-hmm. So right now, the second child is not giving you any trouble. The other one's three, so we know that that child is going, why, and whatever that word is in Spanish. So I'm sure you're probably teaching her to be bilingual, I imagine.
Yep.
All right, so how do you keep your marriage protected from the business? Ana Maria, you first. How do you keep the marriage from interfering with your business? How about your business from interfering in your marriage?
There you go.
We just try to set some days for us so we can spend some time together ahead.
So as a pastoral counselor, I come into a lot of crazy conversations with people that have businesses and are married, right? And we hear like this huge separation between the business, the marriage, and all these things. And sometimes people are bitter and they're fighting over that. One of the things I always say is, we built this together, right?
Yep, you did.
This is our third baby, right? Is FitMethod. And so in doing that, we've grown closer, right? We've grown way closer because I'm not building something on my own. And so, you know, the Bible tells us that you are to leave mother and father and you become one in flesh, right? And that means we do everything together. And so we do that. And in doing that, the Lord has really just brought us closer, right? I depend on her. She depends on me in so many ways. And so it's not like I go to work and I disconnect from my wife. I'm constantly connected to her, either talking about business. And, you know, we just find a way to make it work. It works well for us. And I don't, you know, my friends tell me all the time, don't you guys argue all the time because you're doing business? Like, no. We have some heated conversations from time to time, passionate conversations.
Well, you guys are Colombian.
Yes, exactly.
So that's just part of the culture, isn't it?
Exactly. But it's brought us closer. It really, really has.
What about the protection? Your three-year-old's a daughter, right?
She is, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So how do you make sure that she's getting daddy time when the business requires you to be at work at 4:30?
Yeah.
That's just awful, 4:30 in the morning. Okay.
There's pros and cons, right? So
I would much rather work out at 7 than at 4:30.
There's pros and cons. There's pros because, well, most of the time when I go to work, she's still in bed, right? And then when I come home for lunch every day, so I have that, you know, that's a pro. Most people don't get to do that. I get to come home. If she's not at daycare, I get to hang out with her. When I come home from work, I'm usually hanging out with her. So we always find time to hang out. I mean, that's never been a problem.
That's wonderful. I think one of the keys with that is just you what you really speak to is intentionality, because you're like, we make sure we set aside the time. We make sure that we're getting that done. And that's really what we just want to encourage other people to think of that, too, and look at your life and don't always be in perspective of, I wish I would have.
JT and Ana Maria, are you guys involved in any specific Christ-following business owner group that's encouraging you to live out your faith in what you do? Are you guys involved in any of those groups like that?
So we have been. We have been in the past. Bart Israeli invited us to C12 a couple of times, and sat through some of those meetings, and that was amazing. Currently, we have other business owners that come to our gym that are believers, that we, you know, we gather intentionally with to talk about faith, business, and family.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Last word, you got 20 seconds. What's one thing you want to encourage the I Work For Him audience with today?
Yeah, I want to say that, you know, regardless of where you are in life, regardless of, you know, how far out you think you may be because you're overweight, because you've tried these things before and they haven't worked for you, I can tell you right now that if it hasn't worked, you just haven't found the right plan. Mm-hmm. And so whether you want to do it virtually or you want to come to our gym, we're more than happy to help you any way we can. And we can show you how to do that super easy in less than 42 days. You will be a better you.
Excellent.
That's JT and Ana Maria Tapias, FitMethod413.com, FitMethod413.com. Thank you guys for being on I Work For Him today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers, our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600 WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
In 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17, it says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Now, you know I'm not a fan of the so-called prosperity gospel of our day. I think it's incredibly poor stewardship of the word. Paul reminds us of the sufficiency of scripture. If we are to be good stewards of the word, we need to be firmly grounded in the full counsel of God.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at bakerglassinc.com. That's bakerglassinc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at bakerglassinc.com. That's bakerglassinc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.